Ken Bernstein, Marshall Harris, The Bernstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We do what we do in the building. You know, and there is accountability here, and we hold each other accountable to it. And that's what I know in the building. So perceptions are, you know, what they are, Herb, and I appreciate your question. But in the building, we hold each other accountable. It's about our circle and the men in the building.
Yeah, too late for that because it wasn't in the building. And now you say it's got to be in the building, and you told your players, keep it in the building, but it was already out. So that's kind of done. This segment's brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Dan, this from 815.
Yes.
Who asked, what is the Bears-Eberflus conversation like if one of the holds was called on the Hail Mary play and the Bears win? And my whole thing is, listen, this isn't about that. This is about what the players actually had to say after the game.
Yeah, stop with that. It's a Hail Mary. Nothing is ever called on a Hail Mary.
Yeah, we know.
And they know it, and the players know it, and that's why they do whatever they want.
I thought Jalen Johnson had a great explanation of how Hail Marys go in his interview with Speak on Holmes. Like, it's it's out here. It's rough.
Well, and I think what that text is referring to is a hold on the line of scrimmage, on one of the defensive lines.
Yes. They don't call that either.
Yes.
I just want to make sure we're clarifying.
Yeah, no, you could go and do that. My point is, do that really on any play in the NFL that you can find. If you're going hunting for a possible hold, you can find one whenever you want. It just comes more into focus when you only have three guys rushing. And people could just kind of grab them, throw them down, and pull their jerseys, and nobody's watching it because everybody's just sort of waiting for the game to be over. Now, let's listen to Caleb Williams, because I think of everybody involved right here, he seems the most level-headed and in a lot of ways the most actually accountable, I think. And he was answering the question of what the leaders hoped to express in their meeting with Matt Eberflus this week.
We shared our thoughts, and it was a normal captain meeting. We've lost before and had to deal with that, and we've won before and had to deal with that after, and the meeting and things like that. So I think it was a normal meeting. We voiced opinions like we typically do. Whether it's for practice or games or how we felt about this or, travel or whatever the case may be. We voiced our opinions and, he voiced his thoughts and things like that. Coach Flus, he voiced his thoughts and, we just had a grown man talk and we all sat in there and, went back and forth. No raising voices or anything, nothing like that. Just, a real talk and we want to win. That's simple. And obviously the coaches do, he does, we all do. So just being able to come together and find ways to do that is typically how those meetings go.
Well, when you've talked about, like, before with open communication with Shane, we know about you guys going to the coaching staff saying coach us harder. And then we hear captains speaking out about coaching decisions the last couple of days. What do you think it says about this team that the leaders of this team are the ones saying, hey, this doesn't fly with us, or we want to see something different right now?
I think, and I kind of learned this at my other places that I've been at, of college and high school, and kind of just growing up and learning more about football and things like that. The better teams that I've been on, that the players lead. And that's what we have here. I think, it's something that I go by myself is, okay, teams lead. I learned this I think 2 years ago now. Okay, teams, nobody leads. Good teams, coaches lead, and then the great teams, the players lead. So, we have to find ways to be better for ourselves and things like that. You know, there's plays in that game, where we have to execute. Whether my drop is wrong, whether the route, depth is wrong, whether the hand placement and your helmet isn't across the defender's chest, so we can get him moving and then cut up and things like that. So there's a lot of things that I think players, first and foremost, can, correct. You always have to look at yourself before you start, pointing fingers or doing anything like that, and make sure you're doing things right. So I think it starts there. And then from there, we're going to keep having communication. We're going to keep getting better between the, coaches and us players. That's the point in football, is to keep getting better. It's a long season. We have to keep growing.
Did anyone ask any of the players, if in these meetings Matt Eberflus accepted responsibility for his own obvious mistakes?
I didn't hear that. But
I didn't either. I would just like to know, hey, did it's one thing I would love to know if Matt Eberflus said, hey, I screwed up. I had you in the wrong defense. I should have taken a timeout.
We know that the timeout conversation was had because TJ Edwards told us that now they have a better understanding of when someone on defense should call timeout.
Different question, though.
That is a different question, and maybe we can get some clarity on that in the coming days. But I think, first of all, to hear Caleb Williams talk and speak specifics on accountability, because he brought up his first half performance and lack thereof when it comes to offense. The man had 38 yard passing yards through three quarters, right? I got that right? The numbers are very scattered at this point. But for him to take that accountability, and I loved his line about, you know, players lead on great teams. I think it's still very much you need great leadership from your coaches. But if you don't have the leadership within the players, you're not going to go as far as you can go. You're not going to reach your maximum potential. And I think what people want right now, when you talk about this team, this fan base, they just want to see this team reach its maximum potential in this season when you know you have a top defense, you know you have a quarterback on the rise.
There's more here from Caleb Williams about his feelings after the Hail Mary.
There's a sense of obviously right in that moment you're angry, you're furious that you just lost and you lost that way. It's a tough way to lose, but there, like I spoke about before, there's obviously a sense of accountability that I have to take. Didn't play well first half. We had stalled drives, and that goes back to, throughout the week. That goes through during that game, us not finding ways to put ourselves in position to be able to score, get 3 points, to keep, multiple 3 points like they did on the other side. They got multiple 3 points that allowed them to put themselves in a position to be able to obviously have that 30-second drive and throw a Hail Mary. And so we keep putting points on the board. If we keep doing our job, if I keep doing my job to the best of my ability, finding ways to get points and things like that, protect the football, we win a lot of games, especially with the defense that we have, where, this explosive offense that we just played, been putting up 30, 40, how many ever points, and, we hold them to 12, and we can't go out there and execute throughout the whole game to be able to play complementary football enough. And so, I got to do a better job. Us leaders have to do a better job leading throughout the week and being, on the details. And then when we get out there, there's obviously going to be games like that. We just got to find a way to, find a way to pull it out.
That's my coach.
What do you mean when you say that?
That's my coach. It's really not that hard. I mean, that's what accountability sounds like. This is what I can control. I need to do better at what I can do to help to make us more likely to win. It's really that simple. And at no point have we heard, ever since that fiasco, that all-time faceplant, we've not heard anything from the coaches that even comes close to admitting they did anything wrong.
The performance was compounded by what was said after the performance, and that's the problem. Everybody has bad days. Teams lose, teams win. They didn't go to Washington and get blown out. They played hard, but they did not execute well enough to win, and the preparation wasn't there. And then the accountability, as I mentioned the other day, was not there in the aftermath. And that, it feels like a growing pain for Matt Eberflus, but we're in year three.
It's year three.
Yeah, I'm saying.
You've got a rookie who sounds more like the coach than the coach. That's what we've got. And I'll close this with a text here from Bill on Capitol Hill, who says, it's so funny the Bears haven't learned the only rule about scandal. It's never the crime. It's always the cover-up. The Bears are innovative in that they forget to hide the cover-up. Yeah, the coach is a moron. I'm not going to apologize for calling him that, but I'm not going to tell you about it anymore. I get why people will be glad to see an open locker room, but the argument is the players are having with their coach. They're not nuanced, difficult conversations about esoteric questions. It's literally basic football. It's like saying Caleb had a frank exchange with the goalposts. There's two sides to this argument, a right side and a wrong side. The coach is not only on the wrong side, he doesn't know he's making the argument. It's not a workplace democracy. Yeah, we all. That's what I mean where he says we all saw. We all saw him blow it.
It's a public sport.
We saw him blow it.
National television, yes.
And he's the only one who won't come clean that he blew it. And that's what makes it tough here. So
I think we're all in agreement on that. But at the same time, you have to wonder if he will improve going forward. And there's no there's been no public indication that that will be the case.
No, and I'm getting tired of waiting for that from a head coach of the Chicago Bears.
So is everybody listening right now. So is everybody who tunes in on Sundays to watch the team play.